Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, sekarang saatnya informasi dari dunia hiburan yang kali ini akan saya hadirkan informasi seputar Stranger Things.
I close the gate.
Serial TV dari layanan streaming Netflix, Stranger Things, sudah meluncurkan musim ketiganya sejak 4 Juli yang lalu.
What if he never left? What if we locked him out here with us? He'd want to attach himself to someone again. New host.
Bisa ditebak, serial yang menceritakan fenomena terbukanya gerbang dimensi ke dunia lain yang gelap dan dipenuhi monster di kota kecil bernama Hawkins tersebut, langsung mencatat rekor baru. Di hari keempat peluncurannya, Stranger Things telah meraih angka 40, juta akun Netflix yang menontonnya. Melebihi dari semua serial dan film yang diputar di layanan streaming itu dalam 4 hari pertamanya. Bahkan 18,2 juta akun tercatat telah memutar habis seluruh episode Stranger Things dalam waktu 4 hari. Mungkin kamu termasuk salah satu di antaranya ya. Yang menjadikan Stranger Things musim ketiga ini bisa langsung meraih sukses menurut salah satu bintangnya, Gaten Matarazzo yang berperan sebagai Dustin, di acara karpet merah peluncuran Stranger Things musim ketiga di sebuah sekolah di Santa Monica, California.
Well, everything is very, very intense, and all the elements we know from prior seasons are back, and there's more of them. So like, there's more romance. Actually, romance plays a big role in the season this year, and it's scarier, it's gorier, which is cool. There's a lot more body horror, which is really cool.
Kata Dustin alias Gaten, Stranger Things kali ini lebih intens, lebih seram, tapi juga menampilkan unsur romantis yang lebih banyak dari musim-musim sebelumnya. Millie Bobby Brown yang menjadi Eleven alias Elle mengatakan, sejak awal penggarapan musim ketiga serial ini mereka sangat antusias, apalagi mengambil setting di musim panas tahun 1985 yang penuh warna.
You know, we were really excited for season 3. I mean, you know, in the summer of 85, you couldn't get more artistic than that. There's vibrant colors, there's great music and style, and we were just, I mean, immediately excited for that.
Musim ketiga Stranger Things digarap kurang lebih 2 tahun setelah musim keduanya. Nah, bagi para pemain utamanya yang masih berusia belasan tahun, selisih 2 tahun tentu saja memperlihatkan perubahan fisik yang nyata. Noah Snap yang sekarang berusia 14 tahun yang berperan sebagai Will, jadi ingat pengalamannya ketika latihan membaca naskah bersama-sama, di mana suaranya telah mengalami perubahan dibanding ketika bermain di musim kedua Stranger Things.
I remember at the table read for season 3, I was speaking and they're like, Noah, your voice it got too deep too quickly. Like, is there any way you can make it higher? Just like speak like this. And I tried. It was just like they were like, this is just too weird. It doesn't sound real. Like, well, you're just gonna have fans are gonna have to get used to it. And they just, it's a part of like this age. We're growing up so quickly.
Finn Wolfhard yang berperan sebagai Mike, jadi ingat bagaimana ketika baru di musim pertama, banyak yang mengharapkan dapat melihat perjalanan hidup setiap karakter di serial ini menjadi semakin dewasa, seperti dalam cerita Harry Potter.
Well, I remember them talking to me in the first season, being like, if we keep going, and if we want it to be kind of like a Harry Potter effect, and like see you guys growing up, and like coming back every year and seeing where everyone is, and like that's what gives the story a kind of natural storyline that people resonate with. So, you know, with also being a complete sci-fi insane thing, but also makes it relatable at the same time. So it's. Yeah, I was really happy with it.
Di musim ketiga Stranger Things ada tokoh baru, seorang remaja perempuan bernama Robin yang bersama-sama ikut memecahkan misteri yang terdapat di kota mereka. Bagi aktris Maya Hawke yang memerankan Robin, pengalamannya ini tentu saja sangat berkesan, apalagi sebelumnya dia hanyalah seorang fans dari serial ini.
Well, from like going from being a fan of Stranger Things to being a cast member of it is like a super exciting transition, and I even when you were talking I was thinking about what questions I was left with, and I really wanted to understand more about what the upside down means and like what the kind of symbolism of it is. And because I think that the characters within the show all have such vibrant personalities that also in some ways reflect like one angle, one viewpoint on growing up and on like a kind of way you can grow up and a way you can exist in the world. And I was really excited, you know, a thing I love about Robin is she's another viewpoint.
Itu tadi cerita seputar Stranger Things musim ketiga dari para bintangnya. VOA Executive Lounge, pendengar, sekarang saatnya kami pamit. Saya Irfan Ihsan. Dengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di voaindonesia.com. Anda juga bisa mengikuti beragam informasi dan cerita menarik lainnya di sosial media kami at VOA Indonesia, Facebook, Instagram, ataupun Twitter. Selamat melanjutkan aktivitas Anda. Success with you all the way. Bye-bye. The Voice of America.